podcast where I shoot the shoot. It's definitely an episode.
It's balls.
It's balls. Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard. Material girl.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Can you see me on there? Okay, cool. This is episode... God, I forget every time. This is episode 236, I think. I don't know. This will come out. This is the last episode of the year. I'll say it. I'll say it off rip. I'll say it off the fucking start, dude. This is the first. This is the last episode of the year. Okay, and feels crazy, man. 2023 was wild. All right, it was a lot. Went to Australia for a tour. Did Just for Laughs. I got, you know, 10 comics to watch, a variety. Got married the second time, dude. Special came out. Wild. Big year. Huge year. But next year, I don't know. It's going to be cool. It's going to be fine. I don't want to say it's going to be even better because who knows? It could be fucking worse. So, you know, who knows, man? That's the thing. That's the awesome thing about life. You just never know if it's going to get worse. But it usually does. So, but it's all good. We're here, dude. It's holiday season, man. Or it's Christmas. Yeah, it's Christmas. I'm sorry, snowflakes. I'm saying Christmas. Yeah. We're putting Christ back in Christmas, dude. Nah, it's a holiday season, man. It's Hanukkah. You know, Kwanzaa. It's whatever you celebrate, dude. That's the thing. It's whatever day it is. I celebrate Christmas because that's just what my family did. You know, we were never religious or anything. It's just the way that it fucking happened. So, but yeah, dude, fuck. I'm so tired, dude. Right. I'm going to be honest. It's eight. Oh, what time is it, dude? It's 8:30 PM right now, dude. I just, did a bunch of work today. And one of the things was for a thing that's happening next year, but they needed it. So it's been a busy day. But you know, busy's good, man. I'm going to be up real late tonight. Cause I'm doing a bonus episode after this, the last bonus episode of the year, end of the year special. And, it's going to be sick, dude. So if you haven't supported, you know, go check out the Patreon. Link in the description, patreon.com/veryreallygood. There's like 50 bonus episodes over there now. So, you know, if you want an ungodly amount of very, really good episodes that don't exist to the general public, check it out, dude, if you want to support. But if not, all good. That's what I'm doing after this. I'm fucking worried about this coffee because last time I had a coffee on this podcast, dude, my chest started hurting every time I inhaled. So I don't know what that means, but I don't think it's good. But we'll see. I put two new sounds on the soundboard. All right. First up, because I should have had this sound a long time ago, but first up. Aww. That's such a good one, you know? That is so versatile. I use it in my videos like all the fucking time. And then this next sound is from one of my favorite videos of all time. And I'll probably play this like when I have like a really good point to make, like a really like good final like opinion, right? Really to end off my, you know, my rant. I'll probably press this button. I'll go, so that's why. So with all these, so, okay, here's someone, say if someone asked me like, you know, if pineapple belongs on pizza, I'll be like, you know, I'll be doing this big rant and everybody's cheering it. Whenever you're listening to this, you're like, Curtis, you're so right. I can't believe your brain level, your brain power, your mind power, your ability, your skill, your drive, your strength, your masculinity, you know, it's like, everyone's gonna be stoked on me. And then I'll be like, yeah, it's just, sometimes people like different stuff on their pizza. And regardless, we just have to accept, you know, what they like to put on their pizza.
But let me just say this.
It does belong on pizza. If fuck it, you know? So that'll be a good thing, you know? That's from the the Snipes video, the podcast I did with Danny and Drew, where we watched the Snipes rap battle. And that's a great fucking thing to put in, dude. Just to really send it home, you know? You know, not every pee is a poo.
But let me just say this.
Every poo can be a pee. So. Fucking good evening, everybody. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you're chilling. Wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to this, it's, you know, at fucking work or at home. You know, maybe you're cleaning the house. Maybe you're doing laundry or something. You know, if you're doing laundry right now, drop a like, dude. Drop a like. Fold that shit. And fucking put it away. Put it away, you fucking... Yeah, you won't. You won't put that shirt away, dude. I had a fucking awesome sandwich today, dude. I gotta get it off my chest, dude. It wasn't on my chest. The sandwich was never on my chest because I didn't let a fucking drop hit anywhere else other than my down my gullet, dude. It was so good. Went to this place called Lambo's in Toronto. Dude. Italian Trio is what it was called. It was insane, dude. I love a good sandwich, man. I wish I could. I want to have a show on the Food Network, like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. But it's only sandwiches, and I just drive around in a red convertible, and I got spiked up hair, and I'm like, what's up, rock stars? Today I'm eating a 900 sandwiches. That'd be awesome, dude. So I had one. They're just so fucking, I love every sandwich, man. But the one I had today had like, it had a prosciutto, fucking gabagool, and I think like mortadella. It had fucking arugula, roasted red peppers, pickled red onion, pesto, fucking Calabrian chili spread. Yo, get out of town. And fresh mozzarella. Oh, get fucked, dude. Fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. That sandwich was so good, dude. I fucking took a bite, dude, and that's honestly, that'll get you hard. A good sandwich will get you hard, dude. A soft sandwich, that'll get you real hard. Okay? Hard sandwich, it'll make you soft. It's quite the opposite. Sandwiches are the opposite of dicks, all right? They fluctuate, you know? It's just the way it goes. But, dude, it was so good. I love it. Dude, I got to get a sandwich tattoo. A Scooby-Doo-ass sandwich, man. Honestly, when I was a kid, when I would see like Shaggy and Scooby make these huge obnoxious sandwiches, as a kid, I'm like, that's hilarious. Those sandwiches are too big. But now as an adult, I'm like, you know what? That's actually the perfect size. That's actually a good size sandwich. One that's fucking like a meter stick, dude. Like a meter long sandwich. An eater stick. That's what I'm gonna bring a big sandwich. And that's how you measure a meter, an eater. I'm an eater. Okay. Dude, I was thinking today, sorry, I'm rambling before we get into the you know, the juicy stuff that you clicked on, but there's fucking timestamps. You can skip forward if you want. I was thinking today about, Tiger Woods because I know a lot of my fans and stuff. I golf. I know. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. So I golf. I know. I'm sorry. I know it sucks. It's the worst.
But let me just say this.
It's fun. Okay. It's fun. And I like it. And it, you know, it keeps my body moving. You know, it keeps the, you know, it turns the brain off a little bit. I don't have to look at my fucking phone. I don't have to do that anymore for like 4 hours, you know, when I go golfing. It makes me so mad. It makes me the maddest I've ever been in my life. But I'm a guy, dude. That's what we do. We get hobbies that make them want to fucking kill themselves. And I'm serious. Dudes get hobbies that piss them off so much that they'd rather die than keep doing it. But we keep doing it. Like, I've genuinely, like, I've wanted to fucking, like, whether it's video games, golf, like, it pisses me off. Like, it makes me so, they both make me so mad sometimes, but I love it so much, you know? I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's, like, I don't know if I need to go to, like, therapy about that. Or if it's like a, if that's just the male experience, I don't know. I should probably see therapy. That's not normal, right? That's probably fucked up. But I love golf, man. And I follow a lot of golf accounts on Instagram, and the PGA, they had just had a tournament where they have like pro, it's like a pro-am thing. So like, but it's within like the family. So like a pro golfer will play, their partner will be like their kid. Or, like, their dad is, like, really old, so, you know, and it's really nice, because you see, like, these cool, like, these adult, like, these golfers play with their kids, and their kids are just fucking so good at golf, obviously, because their parents have, like, perfect swings, and they're fucking multimillionaires, so it's all good, but everyone's freaking out, because Tiger and his kid were playing together, and his kid is fucking super good at golf, obviously, because his dad is Tiger Woods. It's so funny when everyone was like, well, can you believe it? Can you believe Charlie is just as good as Tiger? Yes, dude. I can't believe he's going to be as good as his... Of course he is, man. His dad is Tiger. Of course. Of course that kid was going to play. That kid had no choice but to play. That kid had no choice but to be incredible at golf. He had no choice. I don't care what he wants to do with his life. He's going to be the best golfer of all time, probably. Because his dad is Tiger Woods, okay? And it got me thinking. Back in, years ago when that huge, like, scandal came out about Tiger Woods. Yo. And I'm going to preface this by saying, obviously, like, cheating is fucking terrible, obviously. Especially on the Tiger scale where he went crazy. All right. He was cheating on his wife like crazy with like a bunch of women. He was being dishonest with his wife, right? Tiger was lying. All right. Okay. He was lying. Tiger was lying. Tiger more like lying. Okay. And thank you. But like, I think everybody reacted like a little too much about the Tiger Woods thing. I mean, I'm speaking personally. I was broken up about this shit, man. I was like, dude, how old was I? When did the Tiger Woods scandal happen? Dude, it was 2009. Okay, 2009. So I was 14. But dude, I still remember hearing that and going to school being like, yo, how could he? And I didn't even like fuck with golf that much at that time. Like I knew of it. And, like, even my friends, people who, like, don't, like, even, like, the fucking, the kids in my art class who, like, or, like, in my drama class who never said any words to anybody, they were like, did you hear about this shit? Did you hear about this Tiger Woods stuff? I'm broken up. Like, everyone at school was so heartbroken over it. But it's just interesting because, like, I'm sure this, the same shit has happened with, like, I don't know. I want to check live. I'm going to see if my theory is right. Okay. There's a lot of cheating. Oh, I know. Cheating scandals is like, so about like sports. Athlete adultery scandals. Yeah. Okay. Sports icons who cheated on their wives. Okay. Carmelo Anthony, Okay, that doesn't really. Yeah, okay. Never mind. I was going to say, okay, Chipper Jones. Yeah, I mean, a guy named Chipper Jones. I don't trust that dude. I was going to say, my theory was like, if Tiger was a fucking white dude, no one would have fucking cared. But that was my theory. But you know what? I'm probably right. And I don't need any facts to back it up, okay? Because this is my podcast. But I just remember, it is so funny for like a teenager to be like so sad about an adult that I don't know. I don't know. I was just thinking about that today. It's pretty funny. And we got that Tiger Lion joke. That was pretty good. Okay, so should I go into the topics? I think that's all I got to really say. We got Nightmare Before Christmas playing on the TV right now. Oh, let's go. We're getting festive over here, dude. Damn. Okay. So we got, damn, we got a lot of clips, man. We got a lot of stuff to go over. What should we start with? Well, okay. Let's just pull these up. First up, Shun, our great producer, put in some clips on the, wait, how far? Sorry. Okay, we're 17 minutes in. Damn, I feel like we should just get into let's get into the meat and potatoes, man. Let's give you guys what you clicked on, all right? So, whoops. So, a little while ago, we talked about some really bad wedding vows, okay? We talked about some really bad wedding vows. It was from this guy, dude. And he was like, it was really sexual and weird. And the wife's vows were very, very kind, very sweet. So it was pretty jarring to hear him being like, I like it when you suck my dick, you know? It's pretty, pretty crazy. So but there's a sequel, all right? You'd hope that this is like a one in a million thing, but no, it actually happens pretty frequently, I guess, because dudes are fucking insane, and they say the dumbest shit of all time, and they don't think about crap, and they're just unhinged. So this we got some bad wedding vows here. So we're gonna watch it together. It's only a 20-second clip. So that's okay. That's a little better than the other one, which was like 3 minutes, but still pretty bad. So let's get into these horrible wedding vows.
I promise to smack ass every chance I get. That's all I got.
Okay. I think I might have. Do I have the whole thing? I need a whole video. Okay, yeah, we got a whole video here.
I promise to always be true to you, to support you, to frustrate you, and challenge you, to hold you accountable, and to share with you the most beautiful moments of my life.
Cody?
I'll probably.
Okay, so really nice her being like, I promise to always hold you, and, you know, care for you, love you, be there for you, no matter what, because I'm your wife. And that's what wives do, you know, all that stuff, all that typical wife shit, you know. And then let's see what this guy has to say.
I promise to smack that ass every chance I get.
He said, I promise to smack that ass every chance I get. Dude. I can't. This is the same as the last one. I can't fucking imagine mentioning anything even remotely sexual around my family. Not even smacking an, like, even that is like, yeah, that's not a, don't, they don't need to fucking hear that. That's weird. If you guys want to talk about that together, whatever. But this is your wedding day, dude. And also you're going to smack her ass every chance you get. That's going to be a, her life's going to be a fucking living hell, dude. Every chance you get, fucking butt's going to be purple from you smacking it so much, dude. That's not cool. And every, yeah, because every chance you get, that could be interpreted as just all the time, right? Quits his job just to smack his girl's, smack his wife's ass. It's like, can you stop him? I'm like, I'm getting my ass tattooed right now. And he's like, whoosh, whoosh. It's like, you're fucking to the tattoo, dude. Every chance I get. Dude. And it gets even worse.
That's all I got.
Dude, that's all I got, he says. That's all I got. Yeah, you're sort of just an ass to me. You're just an ass with legs and arms and a head. And a torso. So, I guess you're like a whole body. But for the most part, you're just an ass. Dude, that giggle, bro. That giggle. If I'm not even married to the dude, and I'm not even, like, I don't even fuck with dudes like that, but that gave me the ick. All right? Any sort of remote, any level of attraction that could have been, I just got the ick from that dude. I can't imagine in her. I would have fucking kicked him in the nuts. That's all I got. I promise to smack that ass for every chance I get. Ew. Dude. Laughing like a little gremlin afterwards.
All right, well, after that touching exchange, I guess there's only one thing left to do, and that's for me to do my part.
Oh, my God, dude. Even the fucking pastor is like, yo, dude. Don't say that, obviously. Software update. No.
By the power vested in me by the state of Kentucky, the United Life Church, and the Church of Bacon, I now pronounce you man.
Hold on. Let's hear that one more time,
United
please.
United Life Church and the Church of Bacon, I now.
Did he just say the Church of Bacon? Yo. No shot.
Pronounce you Life Church and the Church of Bacon.
The Church of Bacon. That's epic. Fuck, I wish me and Jenna could have got married there. This is an epic Church of Bacon. Unicorn moment. This epic bacon church is a narwhal pizza. Awkward turtle. Dude, I can't believe that. Can you believe that, dude? The Church of Bacon? Pork Jesus. That's awesome, dude.
Now I'll pronounce you man and wife. You may seal it with a kiss.
Ooh, lovely.
You may seal it with a crank that soldier boy dance. Dude, and there's another one. Apparently, the priest is. There's another video. There's like, I wish I could find the full thing. I can't. But the fucking priest gives him a chance. He's like, "Are you sure that's what you want to say?"
I promise to smack ass every chance I get. That's all I got.
Is that it, dude? He says, "Is that it?" Oh my God. Is that it?
Are you sure?
I didn't write nothing down.
I didn't write nothing. Oh my God. My heart, dude. My heart breaks for that. For that woman. That sucks, dude. I didn't write nothing down. No shit, dude. If he actually did, that'd be crazy. If he like pulled out a piece of paper and was like, "I promise to smack your ass every chance I get," that'd actually be fucking way worse. That's what you're going out with.
That's what I'm going right, with. Cool. We've made it this long.
Yo, dude, that sucks, man. That sucks. Just no. Oh, God. What, like, what the fuck? I just don't understand how. Like, there's so much. Even just, because you don't have to write anything out necessarily. Obviously, it helps. But it's so easy just to say what you love about your wife, right? Like, it's so easy even just to say, like, two sentences. To be like, I promise to always be there for you. And, you know, sometimes life is going to get hard, but, you know, we're going to make mistakes, but, you know, we'll both be there for each other. And, you know, and I'm sorry if, you know, I'm always going to be there. You know, it's just easy to fucking say shit like that, right? That's easy.
But let me just say this.
It's like intentional. Like, this is the thing I said about grooms ruining weddings, and I made a video about it. I think dudes get like a weird fucking like a kick out of this. I think there's some dudes out there who like embarrassing their wives as like a power thing to like, you know, feed their own egos and shit. I honestly think that is a thing, which is fucking crazy. Cause it's like, it's your wife, man. That's what I promise to smack your ass every chance I get. That's crazy. We gotta level out the like fucking playing field, because now we've got two videos of dudes ruining vows. We need a bride to do this now. We need a groom to be like, I love you so much. I will defend you and protect you and provide for you for the rest of my life until my last breath. I will do whatever you need, and even more, because I love you to death. You're my soulmate, and I would die for you. You know, just like a really passionate thing, and then you cut to the bride, and she's like, I promise to smack your balls around every minute and every day and sort of flick you in the wiener, you fucking pussy. I like it when you like my fucking, I love it when you go down. Yeah, super crass. Suck on my boobs. Yeah. And for any vows that you like to say to the beautiful bride? Yeah, suck my titties. Dude, that'd be awesome. Somebody out there, get married and do that. All right? Level the playing field, ladies. All right? Or it'd be funny if two gay dudes get married. And both of them have just, like, the shittiest vows ever, you know? They're both just like, I promise to slap your ass every chance I get. And the other guy's like, what the fuck? That's what I was going to say, dude. What the hell? You can't do that. That's not fair. Also, yeah, I guess, you know, you can't both be slapping each other's ass, too, right? That's like two tops, you know, you can't do that. Or can you? I don't know. Can you? I don't know that. I don't know. I always feel like, you know, because there's that whole thing, it's like, are you a bottom, or are you a top, right? But like, Wouldn't that be like a good movie if like two tops fell in love, but then like, you know, they couldn't, but you know, it was like a forbidden love type thing, right? Like Romeo and Juliet, they couldn't actually be together because both of them, they're both on top. That's what they both like. So that'd be a good movie, man. And it would be called Love on Top. Finally, you put my love on top. Hey, come on, baby. That'd be a great movie, dude. That would be a cash fucking film. What time are we at right now, dude? 31. Damn. But yeah, wedding. In terms of wedding vows, I'm going to give it a rating to 10. 10 being the worst, like bad, awful, and 1 being the best. So obviously the first vows we looked at, the ones of the two, you know, the one we talked about a couple months ago, that's a 10. I feel like that's tough to get, like make even worse than that. This one, I think I'm going to go like 7 because it was short, you know? He didn't really give himself enough time to make it even worse. But also, you know, the fact that it's so short also made it a little worse, but, you know, not too much. So I'll go 7. Or no, 8. I'm going to go 8 on that one. All right, let's move on. Let's see what else we got in the friggin' dock, dude. We have... Oh, dude, this fucking... Yo, this is about GTA 6. This fucking Tim Pool guy, dude, he's such a dork. So this Tim Pool dude, he's a fucking political commentator. And he's got, dude, that fucking beanie, you know? And I'm not one to fucking, you know, body shame and stuff, but, yeah, that's why he wears the beanie. Sorry, I can't seem to get off. Okay, so this is his, and he always has like dog shit fucking takes. Wait, didn't he do the Elon fucking tweet, or is that someone else? I think he's the one who talked to Elon on the about GTA 6. Hey, computer, work. Thank you. Where's the fucking conversation? Oh, wait, maybe not. No, maybe he didn't. But no, we can talk about... Okay, well, yeah, if you guys haven't seen this tweet, fucking... This person was like, a list of games I have not played, GTA to GTA 6. And then Elon responded, said, tried, but didn't like doing crime. GTA 5 required shooting police officers in the opening scene. Just couldn't do it. Ah, boot, liquor, weirdo. I just couldn't bring myself to do it, man. Those boys in blue. Just couldn't bring myself to do it. Those beautiful boys in blue. I couldn't blow their pet. Couldn't blow those beautiful boys at Braze Blues out. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't blow those beautiful boys and blues brains out. It's a video game, dude. Okay, but let's see what Tim Pool has to say about fucking GTA 6.
Play GTA, okay? You are running around punching and beating people and shooting people and stealing cars.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, awesome. Also, okay, fucking... This is shit that fucking pisses me off. With, like, conservative fucking people like this, when they're like, I don't like these violent video games. They're fucking up the society. This is what the problem is. Or these violent video games are poisoning the minds of these fucking kids. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. My son has fucking rifle practice. He's got to clean his rifle because he has five of them. And I have a gun, too. And we all have guns. It's pretty cool. It's like you're worrying about the wrong thing.
You know, personally, I don't want to play.
And also, GTA 5 is so much fun.
GTA. Okay. You are running around punching and beating people and shooting people and stealing cars. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome, dude. It's fucking sick. All right?
You know, personally, I don't want to play a female character. It's not...
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if it really matters, but it's kind of weird in my mind.
Why, dude? Why? Who cares, man? You ever play Tomb Raider? You ever play fucking Metroid, dude? Yeah. You ever play Metroid, dude? Probably not. Samus. Samus is a baddie. You didn't know that, I bet. Tim Pool. Samus is a baddie. You ever play fucking Horizon? Zero Dawn? Come on, dude. Last of Us? Like, what? These are all fucking incredible games with female protagonists.
I just don't want to be a wife. I don't want to control a woman in my game. I just don't want to do it. I get nervous even just looking at the backside of a fucking video game character. I get nervous. And my fucking hat falls off. I get so nervous. I get a head boner about it.
Fucking dork, dude.
And you know, you can tell me that I'm wrong or something. I don't know. Just how I feel. Like, yeah, this lady is going to run up to a random guy in the street and punch him, and he's going to go down? Nah, come on.
Yo. Does he think that, like buff women don't exist? Also, it's like, you don't really have to hit someone that hard in the face to be like, ow. You know? And also, here's the thing, dude. You have guns in that game. That's like the main way of, like, hurting people in that game. I don't think, no matter if it's a guy or a girl shooting a gun, if you get shot, you're fucking gonna go down, I think.
Yo, if your average woman ran up to your average guy and swung a fist at him, it's not going to hurt him. I mean, it may hurt a little bit, but it's not going to, like, put him down. And then, so my point was like, okay, so you play as this character, you run up and punch a random guy, and then he just clocks you in the face one time, you go down, wasted. You lose all your HP instantly, and then you wake up outside the hospital. Play.
Dude, he's such a dork, dude. So stupid, man. I just don't get, like, I just don't get it, dude. I just don't get the obsession with, like, I think I already talked about this. Oh, I think I said it in my, like, main channel video. Yeah, if you could, like, I don't care what the fucking protagonist is for GTA 6, because I've been waiting for it for so long. Everyone's been waiting for forever, dude. I don't care what the fucking protagonist is or like what their gender is or who they are. I don't fucking care, dude. It literally could be like, it could be Garfield and it'd be fine, right? So you'd be like, I don't want to be a woman. That's stupid. That's woke. As women are woke in video games. It's for guys only. I want to see a guy butt. I want to see a guy butt the whole time I'm playing. I want to see a guy's ass. I want to see his cheeks move up and down. I want to smack it every chance I get. Dude, it's so weird. Do you think Tim Pool, do you think he wears his hat in a pool? Do you think if when he goes swimming, he's still wearing the beanie? If Tim Pool's in the pool, he's still got the hat on? 1,000% he does. He probably fucking showers in that too, sleeps in it. I think probably stinks, dude. Yo, a Tim Pool hat? Yo, that'll knock you out, dude. Taking a whiff of Tim Pool's beanie? You're fucking slept, dude. That could be his fucking secret move. If he was the protagonist of GTA 6, walk up to someone, fucking put his stinky ass beanie in someone's nose, and they're like, and he'd fucking pass out. Stinky head, dude. That guy's got a stinky head. Fucking putrid noggin, bro. P U. Dude, okay, what do we have? 40 something? Dude, should we end the... I've done an advice segment in a minute, dude. Should I do one? Let's do an advice segment. I haven't done one in forever. Let's end the year with some advice.
We could do some advice.
Damn, I need a jingle for my advice segment. Jingle for my advice segment. Damn, dude, that's like hearing a song from your childhood, and you're like, oh, yeah, those feelings I used to have. It's been a while since I heard that song. All right, we got some. Okay, yeah, I haven't done these yet. I put these in fucking weeks ago, but okay, here one. This one is from Blinker and from Arkansas. Hi, Curtis. I'm 16, and I just graduated high school. Okay, genius. It's giving genius. And I just graduated high school, but I don't know what to do. I'm kind of in a hole right now. Well, I think that's your main problem is to first get out of there. I have nothing I'm working towards anymore, and for the last few weeks, I've been getting stoned in my room and playing Skyrim all day. Okay, that sounds actually fucking awesome. I rely too much on weed, and I need a job to pay for college. I'm real stressed. Thank you in advance. Okay, well, if you're in a hole, I know you're not in a physical hole, all right? You're going back to digging individual holes. If you're in a hole, I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Well, that's too damn bad. If you're in a hole right now, okay, you have nothing working toward anymore for the last few weeks. I've been getting stoned in my room playing Skyrim all day. Okay, that actually sounds fucking goated, and I'm sucks that like we as a society aren't allowed to do that because that sounds like the fucking best thing ever. You know, get really high, go to Markarth, see what's up, you know, fucking pop around Solitude, right? Clear a fucking bandit camp. That's awesome. But yeah, I mean, hey, why you could just stream, right? You could stream Skyrim if you want to. If you're not feeling productive and that's what that's the only thing you feel like doing, that's easy, dude. Stream Skyrim, stream a new playthrough, and just, you know, have fun, man. You know, streaming stuff is, you know, it can be pretty expensive, but you can get it relatively for an affordable price too. But yeah, if you want to pay for college and stuff. I mean, yeah, just go out there, you know, try to find a job. I know it's tough, but, you know, you got to get what you can get. And, you know, in the spare time, if you want to work towards something, you can always fucking, you know, that's my advice. Because all you've given me is that you fuck with Skyrim, and that's a good way to turn it into something productive, you know? Because I've seen a lot of, and even make YouTube videos about it, too. There's, like, really creative videos I've seen about Skyrim that are, like, people are still making today. Like, new ideas I've never seen before. So you can always do that, too. Okay. Hi, Curtis. I have a friend who really likes comedy and wants to be a stand-up comedian. My friend is not funny and was always known as the kid who was very dry and had terrible senses of humor. Anyway, they keep telling me that I need to talk to my manager and get him a gig where I work. First issue is that I don't have enough say or respect for my manager to have my say in anything. And second, he sucks. I love my friend. Well, I don't know about that. And they are very dear to me, but I can't let them embarrass themselves and get down on their dreams when they are still young. Please help, Kurt. You know what? It's nice that you're looking out for your friend.
But let me just say this.
That's not up to you. You know, that's not up to you to stop them from doing something, even if they're going to be bad at it, right? You have to let them do that. Because no matter what, when someone starts something, they're going to be bad at it. I was terrible at stand-up when I started. I'm barely any good now. I think I can write a joke now. But even then, a lot of people still don't like my stand-up, which is fine, you know? It's fine. It's fine. So, yeah, you just got to let your friend fucking... And if you think he sucks... One, mean, and two, you don't know, because you haven't seen their fucking set. It might be different from how they talk in person. They might have a character that they put on that might be really funny. You don't know. So how about you support your friend, shut the fuck up. Next one. Hey, Curtis, I'm a 15-year-old girl from Toronto, and I love performing when I can. I play electric and acoustic guitar, and I perform twice at the camp I go to, and it's the best feeling ever. I've noticed that in the hours and days after the performance, I get really depressed and sad because it's over. You just stand up and perform often, so I was wondering if you could have any similar emotional depression or sadness after performing. I feel like have I answered this one before? I feel like I've answered this one before. I've noticed that in the hours and days of performance, I get really depressed and sad because it's over. You do stand up, perform often, so I was wondering if you have had any similar emotions of depression or sadness after performing. Yes. Sorry, special live, and it was amazing. Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice. Yes. Yeah, I get really sad after. But just that's just like a performer thing. It's just the ups and downs, because some shows that you're like, you're fucking super stoked afterwards. And some days you're just not. And some days it's both. And some days it's none of it. It's just like it's up and down, right? But I think you just have to take it for what it is. Enjoy the, you know, sort of experience the emotions as they come. And then hope for the next time that it's, you know, a little more positive, right? That's the best we can do. All right. Well, fuck. I guess we'll wrap it up, because I got a bonus episode to do. But everybody listening, this was a fun one. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the podcast this year. I really appreciate it. I'm going to keep going with this podcast next year. I'm going to try to get more guests next year. That's a goal for this one. And yeah, we got new stuff on the way for the podcast. We might, you know, give it a little facelift, a little fresh look. We don't know. Still thinking about it. But thank you so much for the support, everybody, especially on Patreon this year. The support has been amazing. Got a lot of new patrons every month, and the feedback has been great over there. And everyone's feels super, super tight-knit over there. So I want to thank everyone here for watching and supporting, and I want to thank everyone on the Patreon as well. Truly, it's a dream come true to be able to do this job. And seriously, thank you so much for the support this year. I really appreciate it. Happy holidays, and have a safe new year, and I will see you, and I'll see you next year, okay? Goodbye, guys. See you. Bye-bye.